right? So we're diving into AI and wildfires,
Yeah.
which
Definitely a hot
it
topic.
is a hot topic, yeah. And increasingly so, with the 1 million acres lost just in California alone in 2024, like we have to do something.
Right.
And AI and robotics seem like
Well,
they could be part of the solution.
absolutely. I think that they offer some really interesting tools
Okay.
in terms of,
Yeah, where do we even begin with this? Like, where does AI even fit into?
well, the thing about AI is it's really good at crunching data.
Okay,
And
so can you
so,
just explain that a little bit more?
yeah, so you can think about like all the information we have about weather, vegetation, what kind of plants grow where,
Historical fire data.
historical data,
Yeah,
exactly.
right.
And AI can kind of look at all of that and find patterns and trends
That we might
that
miss.
humans might miss completely,
Okay.
that might be, really subtle or really complex.
So give me an example of like what is a trend that it might pick up on that we would never in a million years see?
So you could imagine the moisture levels deep in the soil
Okay.
and how that might be affected by rainfall patterns over the past, several months or even years,
Okay.
and how that combined with wind patterns and the types of trees that are in a certain area.
Right, because different trees burn differently.
Exactly. Different trees burn differently.
Yeah.
And so it can kind of put all that together and say, like, oh, this little microclimate,
Oh, interesting.
this little tiny area is actually at a much higher risk
Right.
than maybe the area next to it.
So it can predict it kind of like those hyperlocal areas.
Yeah, exactly. Like
Right.
even down to a few square feet potentially.
So it's not even just like, oh, this whole region is at risk. It's like pinpointing it.
Exactly. It's getting really granular.
Okay, that's incredible.
And that's something that humans just, we can walk through a forest.
Yeah. Right, we can look around, we can see dry brush.
We can see the dry brush, but we can't see, 10 feet below the surface. We
Right.
can't see what the wind's going to be like, 3 weeks from now.
Exactly, yeah.
And so AI can kind of take all that into account.
So this is all about prediction then.
A lot of it is about prediction. Yeah.
Okay, so it's not even just about fighting the fires, it's about knowing they're going to happen
Right. It's about getting ahead of them.
before they even start.
Exactly.
So then what about these AI-powered drones and sensors I've been hearing about?
Oh, yeah.
Are those real? Is that something that's actually being implemented?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can think about these as like little robot fire spotters
Okay.
constantly out there scanning the forests,
Looking for smoke.
looking for smoke, looking for heat.
Yeah.
But even more than that, they can pick up on like really subtle changes
Okay.
in the environment.
Well, give me an example.
So the way that vegetation reflects light
Okay.
can actually change if there's like a fire starting to smolder underground.
Really?
So even before there's visible smoke or flames,
The AI can pick up on these like super subtle.
it can pick up on those changes.
Wow, that's incredible.
And
Like,
that early detection
yeah.
is really key.
Right, because then you can get firefighters there right away.
Exactly. You can get a faster response time
Yeah, stop it before it gets out of control.
before it becomes a raging inferno.
Yeah. Okay, so
Whoa.
we've got prediction, we've got detection. What about actually fighting the fires?
Okay.
Is there AI for that?
There is. Yeah, this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
So they're actually developing robots that can do things like, clear brush
Okay.
to create what are called fire breaks.
So that's like you're creating a barrier.
Creating a barrier so the fire can't spread.
Okay.
Some of them can spray fire retardant,
Oh, wow.
and we're even getting close to robots that can go in and like directly extinguish flames.
No way.
Yeah.
So like a robot's going right up to the fire, pretty much like putting it out.
Putting it out. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
That seems really dangerous.
It is dangerous, but that's why the AI is so important.
Okay.
So these robots are equipped with AI that can help them analyze, the fire's behavior, predict its movements, and kind of find the safest and most effective
Route.
route to approach it.
So it's not just like a dumb robot going in.
Yeah, it's got to be smart.
It has to be smart. Yeah.
It's got to be able to react to changing conditions.
So it's like a super smart firefighter that doesn't get tired or scared.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can go places where it would be too dangerous for a human.
Right. Okay. So we've got prediction, we've got detection, we've got these firefighting robots. That is a lot of AI and robotics.
It is.
And it makes me wonder, like, where do we go from here?
That's a good question.
What are we going to see in 5, 10 years?
That's really hard to predict.
Ironic.
Yeah, it is ironic, but I think we can expect to see even more sophisticated AI.
Okay.
You know, maybe AI that can predict fire behavior with even greater accuracy. And the robots will probably become more agile, more versatile,
Right.
more
Yeah. So they'll
autonomous.
be able to think for themselves even more.
Yeah, potentially.
Wow.
You know, maybe they'll even be able to work together in teams.
Like a whole team of robot firefighters.
Like a well-oiled firefighting machine.
That is crazy. That's a whole lot to think about.
It is.
Well, thanks for taking us on this deep dive.
Yeah, of course. It's been fun.
I definitely feel like I learned a lot and have even more to think about now.
That's what we like to hear. All right, until next time.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.